wrapping up our month of March, as we've been talking windows and doors through this entire month in our 10 o'clock hour, our topic-driven hour. Next month, we'll be talking about outdoor living, shade structures, patios. We're going to start with Phoenix Manufacturing next week that makes evap coolers and portable evap coolers, and they've got some really cool new products like the Patio Pal and the Shop Blaster for keeping our areas more comfortable that don't make sense to air condition. So we'll look forward to jumping into that. But we've got our finishers, our strong finishers here. Our First Impression Ironworks. We've got an entire just about hour wrapped up talking about what to look for and selections and styles. And there was a couple more touch points we wanted to hit on before we wrapped up the hour.
Correct.
Who wants to take it?
I was just talking about entry-level designs. And, one thing we want folks to understand, we have a ton of designs, fully customizable. Our starting point is going to be somewhere like we talked about. We do have many designs going up to very ornate designs, of course, or even completely custom by a customer can actually come up with their own design if they want to. So we're going to range somewhere around 900. Our average door is probably closer to 1500. Again, that's installation, that's hardware, that's sales tax, that's everything. But really, with as many designs as we have, you're going to find something that you're going to love within your budget. And then from a quality standpoint, there's absolutely no difference between my entry-level door to our high-end security screen door. The quality is always the same. It's the same framing, it's the same installation, it's the same custom build. So from a security aspect, quality aspect, there's no difference between one door and the next. It just comes down to design.
And you can go to firstimpressionsecuritydoors.com and get an idea. I've been left your homepage browser scrolling for the last half hour. I mean, the designs are endless, and there's even one on here I really like. It's got a lighthouse with some seagulls that are all put in and part of the ironwork into it. So you can have a themed something themed. The one that we put on our house has the end of trails. The Indian with the spear on the horse. That iconic end of trails is on our screen or on our security door. So there's the difference between that average point and the entry point. Quality is the same. It's just how much. I'm sure you get into your faux and your glass, and you could probably get into close to 10,000 for a major front door entry that's 12 feet tall and has glass on both sides, and you're trying to cover that entire.
That's right. We really have a budget for almost anybody, and with just almost an endless selection, not only designs, but just the different levels, the things we have, the options available. Nobody has the options that we do, from starting point to that big, high-end entry door and everything in between. We've got something for you.
And we talked about deadbolt versus throw lock, but there's a electronic locks as well.
Yeah, there's digital keyless locks that you can use. If you want to let your kid come home and you're worried about them losing a key, you can just have them use the digital lock. You want to look for a security door that has at least a 4-inch wide frame so it can accommodate any type of hardware that you're looking for. Even if you wanted to customize to some of the Z-Wave or a phone applied one where you can push a button on your phone and open the door, you want at least a 4-inch door frame to allow for that. And our doors are made with 4-inch standard, which is a great option.
Well, tell us a little bit about First Impressions. How long have y'all been around?
Well, we've been in business for over 20 years. We were started in 1995 right here in Arizona. And the real focus has always been bring the very best design to homeowners. Quality is number one for us. We want the homeowner to be happy with the product. So security is obviously important, but design is even more important. So our efforts are in first-class quality, first-class care, and that will provide first-class value. We want to be Arizona's number one provider. We're here in Arizona. We have 180 employees. We've grown fairly nicely from word of mouth, but just doing a good job and paying attention to our customers. Our goal is to do it right and do it right the first time. And even when that doesn't happen for one reason or another, we're here to make sure that we get it corrected, because this security door and front door is going to last a long, long time.
And you'll have showrooms throughout the state. Somebody could walk in, see a couple ideas, designs, options, start putting a plan together. Are they open on Saturdays?
They are. They're open Saturdays and Sundays. We are closed tomorrow. But they are open every weekend, 7 days a week.
Where are they? You'd mentioned Peoria.
Yeah, we have our main showroom is where our facilities where we fabricate is in Gilbert. We have a Scottsdale location, we have a Peoria location, and a location down in Tucson.
And y'all will be at Saba next weekend as well. If somebody's looking to attend Saba, we actually have 100 tickets. I don't know how many we've given away. We do it through our newsletter every time we attend a Saba broadcast or a Saba event. They always give us 100 tickets. If you would like to attend the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association biannual home show, if you're in Tucson or Southern Arizona and you haven't been, it is the home show to attend. It's a great application. Y'all usually have a 20 by 20, at least, it seems like, off of memory.
Yeah, we have a huge booth out there, which displays a product line. Our doors, our iron entry doors, it allows you to see that in person, but it is a very large. I think it is a 20 by 20.
And I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, it took us about 10 years to get y'all as a member. You know what the final connection point was to that conversion? We started the beginning of our window month talking with Pella Window and Doors. It was Pella's local owner, Don Foster, that called Tim and said, "Tim, I'm going to slap you with a wet fish if you don't join Rosie on the house." So our month is now complete in the window category of Rosie on the House. You can find podcasts, archives, links, all the content we've covered here at rosieonthehouse.com. Thank you, First Impressions Security. Doors.com is the website. First Impressions Security Doors.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.